it's an ugly beast that causes, you know, not only physical harm, emotional harm, you know, mental harm. It does so much. And most people, if you ask them, do they want to find sobriety, or do they want to keep on using? Most people will say they don't want to keep on using. But substance use is so misunderstood.
Michelle Chapuse is a coordinator at the Tribal Opioid Resource Center. She works to provide information and services to tribal members dealing with an opioid use disorder. This includes educating communities on opioids and harm reduction, as well as providing naloxone and Narcan kits.
When you start to reduce the harm of somebody's behavior, you're not condoning it. You're not perpetuating it. You're making sure that that person is safe for when the time comes that they are ready to get the help that they need, they are there to be able to get that help.
Harm reduction isn't one size fits all. It's about meeting someone where they're at, Chapuse says. That also means understanding and working with cultural identity and background.
I think a lot of the barriers that we're looking at when we look at harm reduction is the connection that cultures, ethnic cultures, whatever culture it may be, has to connect to that information. Because usually when there's a ad or a presentation, you know, there's a cookie cutter type visual identity of whoever they're putting into that presentation. And I know sometimes when an individual culturally can't connect with, oh, this is something that's for me, this is something that's for my area, then, you know, there's kind of a level of disengagement that occurs.
So if someone is taking on the enormous challenge of getting help, it can be discouraging if a provider doesn't understand or validate their culture.
I think those are some key challenges that our tribal communities have at this point. Is like, okay, you know, how do I explain that I smudge or pray in the morning to somebody who doesn't know what that's like? Or how do I explain that, you know, we participate in like the bear dance, and why this is such an important cultural event to somebody who doesn't know that?
Lizette Villegas is a local activist within the Logan Latino community, and she says that cultural disconnect can lead to greater distrust of healthcare providers.
Really hard for the Latino community to find an agency that they trust to be able to help them walk them through the process. I've seen that a lot of the agencies don't have the opportunity and information in Spanish. It's not a lot of bicultural employees. With the Latino community, you really need that. You really need that bicultural experience because it's a world of difference.
That means that providers need to know how to reach out and help educate their patients sensitively. Villegas has also observed that there's a lot of stigma around substance use in the Latino community. She says that creates an even greater barrier for people to get help.
And unfortunately, that's where most of the problems occur, because with opioid overdoses and addiction, it's really hard to do it by yourself. I'm not saying it's impossible, right? But you really do need those resources to be able to help you walk you through the process.
Narciso Delgadillo was prescribed Klonopin to manage his intense anxiety 13 years ago. He's had bilingual providers before and isn't sure it made a difference, but he is frustrated by his doctor's lack of support as he struggles with substance use. His doctor didn't offer any education or suggestions on harm reduction services that could help him. When he asked his doctor for alternatives, especially a medicine his doctor in Mexico recommended, his doctor told him it wasn't an option. This is Narciso's wife, Claudia, translating for him.
Some doctors don't care about the health of the patients. They just care about what they, the profit that they can make from them. And they don't take the time to make sure that everything is going well. They just want the money.
Villegas says providers need to be in the communities they are serving and really invest in making harm reduction services accessible to everyone. Otherwise, families like the Delgadillos struggle alone without support.
And make it easy, simple, relatable. Education. It's going to be the key with our Latino community.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.